thought Inger. The staunch companion of everyone who slept on this mattress before me. The trip across the Oresund Strait had, thankfully, exceeded her expectations. The half hour lying squeezed in the bottom of a fishing boat on the way to Sweden had been terrifying. As she lay there, listening to the engine's monotonous thumping, her imagination and anxiety had run amok. But nothing happened, and the relief dripped off her when she finally reached Swedish soil. Inger lifted the stiff, heavy blackout curtain that had hidden her from the outside world. It was dark and foggy. Only a screaming foghorn broke the night silence. She checked her watch. It was 2 o'clock. The thought of a long, uneasy night without sleep was unbearable. But there was nothing she could do about it. Inger let out a sigh. I might as well give up trying, she thought, and sat up in bed. In the dim light, she grabbed her stuffed handbag from the table and frantically dug through it until she finally found a near-empty pack of cigarettes. The lighter flame shone a warm glow onto her trembling hands. She inhaled deeply and let her thoughts flow. Thank heavens she was moving on again next morning, and she felt lucky to be needed. She was off to work in a secret illegal location close to the Swedish-Norwegian border. They needed nurses to look after the injured Norwegian resistance fighters and their families, some of whom had perished.